This program was produced by Now You Know Media. These talks are actual recordings of Henry Nouwen and are part of the archives of the Henry Nouwen Legacy Trust. Through our partnership with the Henry Nouwen Legacy Trust, Now You Know Media has carefully remastered Nouwen's powerful talks. Now, you can enjoy the timeless wisdom of Henry Nouwen while commuting, exercising, or at home. We invite you to visit nowyouknowmedia.com to explore our entire collection of audio and video courses and retreats. Your presenter is Henry Nouwen. Henry Nouwen was one of the most popular and influential spiritual thinkers of the 20th century. Born in the Netherlands, Nouwen was ordained as a Roman Catholic priest and trained as a psychologist. He spent much of his life in America, where he ministered and taught throughout the continent. He wrote more than 40 books, including such classics as The Return of the Prodigal Son and Life of the Beloved. In addition to writing, Henry Nouwen was a great teacher. Over the course of his life, he was a popular professor at Notre Dame University, Yale Divinity School, and Harvard Divinity School. He was also an innovative psychologist who taught and ministered throughout the world, touching countless lives. After nearly two decades of teaching, Nouwen became a pastor at L'Arche Daybreak, a community for people with intellectual disabilities in Richmond, Ontario, Canada. He ministered there from 1986 until his death in 1996. The Lonely Search for God. Part 1. From Loneliness to Solitude.
After 40 years of living, I am left with a simple question. What does it mean for me to live a life in the spirit of Jesus Christ? Well, I have read many books and quite a few I found beautiful, moving at times. I have listened to many lectures, spoken with many spiritual guides, and visited many religious communities, and I have learned much. But it seems that a moment has come in which I have to ask what all the ideas, opinions, and examples mean for my own most personal life. Maybe I am very late in the recognition that I never will be able to account for my own way of existing by quoting others. Maybe it took me too many years to confess that my parents, teachers, and counselors will never be able to tell me how I should live and can only offer a free space where I can find my own lonely way. Maybe my seemingly endless education in grade schools, high schools, seminaries, universities, and special institutes kept me in the illusion that someone somewhere was hiding the grail for me. Maybe my own deep-rooted fears to be on my own and alone kept me going from person to person, book to book, and school to school, anxiously avoiding the pain of accepting the responsibility for my own life. It is all quite possible, but not really important, because it is now that the question presents itself to me in all its clarity. And it is now that I no longer can answer, some say, and others say. Because the question is, what do you say? The question about my own spiritual life is a very hard one, because it forces me to take nothing, absolutely nothing, for granted. Neither good or evil, neither life or death, neither man or God. And I would not be surprised if, after all, it was the love of the many who led me from one adolescence to another that gave me the courage to strip myself naked and to walk away with the frightening happiness of finally being on my own. It is frightening because, to use Dante's words, in the middle of my life, I find myself in a dark wood where the straight
sample complete. Ready to continue?